At least 13 people have been killed in a school shooting in the Russian city of Izhevsk. The victims include 7 children, as well as teachers and security guards. Mohammed Vahl has more details from Moscow.
The detail now that we have is that the shooter was wearing a Nazi vest with Nazi symbols, and a balaclava. Not much explanation has been given about that. He has been described in the statement of this committee as a criminal, committing a criminal murderous act against innocent civilians. And the investigation is, of course, going on in the town of or the city of Izhevsk in Udmurtia, which is about 1,000 kilometers east of Moscow.
And in eastern Russia, a man opened fire in a military draft office in Siberia, wounding an official. He was allegedly upset by his best friend being called up. There have been widespread protests against President Vladimir Putin's decree to mobilize reservists to reinforce Russian troops in eastern Ukraine. Influential Muslim scholar Yusuf al-Qadawi has died, aged 96. The Qatar-based cleric was a founding member of the International Union of Muslim Scholars. He was sentenced to death in absentia in his native Egypt in 2015. A military court there accused him and several others of involvement in the prison break of former Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi. He wrote 170 books and publications on Islamic jurisprudence. Italy appears to be on course for its first far-right prime minister since the Second World War. A right-wing coalition led by Giorgia Meloni is projected to take a majority of seats in parliament. In Lebanon, protesters have gathered near parliament, which is set to hold a public session on the country's budget for the next year. That's as banks start to partially reopen after closing due to security concerns. Well, the pound has fallen to a record low against the US dollar. The British currency took a knock after the UK government announced on Friday that it would impose tax cuts. At least 6 people have been killed in the Philippines after Typhoon Noru hit the north. Thousands of people have fled their homes and power is out in large parts of the country.
This week on The Take, we explore the challenges climate change is posing to the Sherpa community in Nepal. Will moving Mount Everest base camp make a difference? Find Al Jazeera's The Take wherever you get your podcasts.